This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the influence of anatomical variations on lumbar foraminal stenosis pathogenesis. And finally, a story about the comparison between walking tests and the treadmill tests for intermittent claudication associated with lumbar spinal canal stenosis. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 499. Recorded March 6th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Symptomatic foraminal stenosis has been observed in patients with degenerative disc disease, scoliosis, asymmetrical disc degeneration, and spondylolisthesis. Nevertheless, not all patients with the above pathologies will develop symptomatic foraminal stenosis. The authors of a recent study, published in the European Spine Journal, hypothesized that symptomatic patients have anatomical predisposition to foraminal stenosis, namely a large pedicle height to vertebral body height ratio, leaving less room below the pedicle for the exiting nerve root compared to asymptomatic patients. The study concluded that symptomatic patients with foraminal stenosis have smaller vertebral body height, leading to lesser space beneath the pedicle and putting the exiting nerve root at risk in case of spondylolisthesis or disc degeneration. Surf to our show notes for links. We'll be back with more news in a moment. This week's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat. Over 75,000 titles to choose from for your iPod, iPhone, iPad, or MP3 player. Again, surf to audiblepodcast.com/healthbeat to get a free Audible download. Another recent European Spine Journal study was published to clarify the priorities of the walking test and the treadmill test for intermittent claudication of lumbar canal stenosis. The study population comprised 45 subjects with a mean age of 72.6 years. An investigator walked with the subjects during the walking test or watched the subjects walking on the treadmill machine in the treadmill test. The pain scales became significantly worse after the walking test. 10 patients who were diagnosed as root symptom type of cauda equina symptoms were subsequently diagnosed as mixed type by the walking test. The number of patients who experienced muscle weakness that was not revealed at rest were 8 with the walking test and 7 with the treadmill test. The numbers of patients who experienced sensory disturbance that was not observed at rest were 7 with the walking test and 2 with the treadmill test. The study concluded that the walking test detected significantly more symptoms that were not detected at rest than the treadmill test. Surf to our show notes for links. Another recent European Spine Journal study was published to clarify the priorities of the walking test and the treadmill test for intermittent claudication of lumbar canal stenosis. The study population comprised 45 subjects with a mean age of 72.6 years. An investigator walked with the subjects during the walking test or watched the subjects walking on the treadmill machine in the treadmill test. The pain scales became significantly worse after the walking test. 10 patients who were diagnosed as root symptom type of Corda-Aquan symptoms were subsequently diagnosed as mixed type by the walking test. The number of patients who experienced muscle weakness that was not revealed at rest were 8 with the walking test and 7 with the treadmill test. The numbers of patients who experienced sensory disturbance that was not observed at rest were 7 with the walking test and 2 with the treadmill test. The study concluded that the walking test detected significantly more symptoms that were not detected at rest than the treadmill test. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's Health Beat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from legendary movie actress Audrey Hepburn. For beautiful eyes, look for the good in others. For beautiful lips, speak only words of kindness. And for poise, walk with the knowledge that you are never alone. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.